Economists identify various challenges that make attracting new businesses in New Hampshire difficult. High business taxes, high energy costs, even demographic problems like our aging population and having the lowest birth rate in the country, along with the exodus of young people after they graduate. What do you see specifically as the biggest barriers to attracting new business to New Hampshire or encouraging existing businesses to create new jobs? And what will you do to address these challenges? I believe Mayor Gatz has the question.
That's right. Mayor?
Thank you. When we talk about what do we have to do to create jobs in the state of New Hampshire and invite companies to come here, the number one thing is we better reduce our energy costs. That's why I say that 30% of the power that's going to come in from Northern Pass must stay right here in the state. Let's learn from our mistakes of 1999 when we sold Seabrook. If we'd have retained 20% of that power in this state, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today. Health insurance is the second thing that's keeping people from coming to New Hampshire. Until we get the insurance companies, the hospitals, the employers to the table so that we can find ways to reduce health care costs, state of New Hampshire, 28,000 employees, they don't have an HSA. City of Manchester, we have an HSA both at the school district side and the city side. That saved us an awful lot of money. It tells employees they've got to make choices. They don't have an opt-out clause at the state of New Hampshire that says if you want to go to your spouse's insurance, we'll pay you $4,000 to do that. We have that in the city of Manchester. Most large employers have those things available. The state of New Hampshire doesn't have it. That's a simple fix, a simple way to save money. Those are the things that we have to put in place and get the burden off of businesses' backs. It's business that creates jobs, not the government. So let's give them an opportunity to expand. Let's find them less energy costs. Let's find them less health insurance costs.
I have an active business with over 800 employees. I'm dealing with these issues every single day. All these issues you mentioned, Ovid. But the number one problem in bringing a business into New Hampshire is that we have a Democrat governor who has no sense of what she's doing. My economic plan that I put out yesterday is very simple. My first 100 days in office, I'm going to visit 100 companies. And by having a business leader in the corner office, someone who's dealing with these issues day in and day out, I'm going to be able to talk to those businesses because I understand the variables that they're looking at. I understand their decision-making process when they're looking at growing or coming to New Hampshire or investing in capital. I have one of the highest electric bills in the state. I'm a living, breathing victim of our lack of long-term energy policy. I can talk about these issues because I understand how this market works because I have to follow it day in and day out. We need to reduce business taxes to get them in here. We had the opportunity to bring General Electric to New Hampshire. We had that opportunity, and the number one thing that those executives told me is they said, look, we're General Electric, we make profit, and you guys don't seem to care about business taxes. They're too high, and we've scared them away. We need to drop those business taxes and entice them in. And most importantly, again, I deal with it day in and day out, we need a viable workforce in New Hampshire. We need to create incentives that say when a student graduates from New Hampshire with incredibly high student debt and they want to stay in New Hampshire and work in one of our high-risk job areas like teachers or nursing or clinicians, we're going to help them pay down their debt. We're going to create incentive programs to build our workforce up and retain those jobs for the long term in New Hampshire.
The government does not create jobs. The government does, however, create an environment in which people are willing to lay down their hard-earned money, their savings, their mortgages on their house, and try and start a company. And so we've got to create an environment in which people feel confident and able to do that. And the things that we need to focus on are the skills of our workforce. We've got 2.6% unemployment, which is very low. But this masks the structural problems we have in our economy. We rank 39th in terms of GDP growth. We rank 49th in terms of productivity growth. That is where salary increases come from. We have got to make sure that we have a workforce so that companies have the opportunity to grow in this state. We need to take care of our health care costs, the highest health care cost in the country, electric rates that are the fourth highest in the country, taxes that to this day are still higher than any of our New England neighbors. It's not right that we can have lower taxes south of the border, and I'm not talking about Mexico. And we need to stop the stifling regulations that impede business and their ability to grow. We can actually get this done so that businesses know that we've got their backs, not because we love businesses, but because businesses create jobs and people love good jobs.
The biggest barrier has been 18 years of liberal Democratic control in the corner office, and we need to change that. And I would tell you another difference is I won't wait until I get into the corner office to visit these businesses. I'm doing it now. I'm out there, thank you. I'm out there talking to businesses now, hearing the challenges that they're facing. And you've heard it here tonight. Energy, healthcare, workforce, these are all the challenges we're facing. What we need to have is an economic plan ready on day one. And I've laid out an economic plan. I laid that out shortly after I announced. I was the last one to get into this race and the first one to lay out a conservative economic plan for New Hampshire. And my plan, I learned from my experience on Main Street. As a Main Street director, when we looked for and wanted businesses in our community, as the executive director, I teamed up with the businesses, the successful businesses in my community. We went out. We did not sit on our hands. We went out and we got those businesses to come into our communities. And that's what we need to do in New Hampshire. We need to not sit on our hands. We need to go out there and get those businesses and have all those businesses working with us to attract new businesses and growing jobs. And I would disagree with you, Frank, and say we do love businesses here in the state of New Hampshire. Thank you.
Did you want to?
Do I get to reply? I don't know. I was called out.
If
I'm happy to reply to that. So, in other words, because I do love business, and many of you know that's what I do, is I am an investor, and I have 13 companies today that are growing and creating jobs every day and good-paying jobs so that people have opportunity into the future. And I think what we have to be careful of is we've got structural problems that won't be fixed by, you know, gimmicky plans that politicians tend to create. And so I think what we need to do is focus on how we fix the structural problems so our economy can grow.
Thank you.
We're going to move
on. Let me defend my colleague to the right. Because maybe she put out a plan, but I haven't seen anybody else put out a plan that's specific. Let's talk about the specifics. We can talk about all the issues we want to talk about and use the rosy words. Tell us how you're going to do it. You may not agree with Ted Gatz says, but at least he gives you an opportunity to talk about where he's going, how he's going to get there, and that's what's most important. That's what the people in New Hampshire are looking for. They're looking for somebody to give them answers and tell them how they're going to solve the problem.
And I would just like to say thank you to my colleague on the left, but I don't need any defending.
I appreciate that.
I would just say that my plan is not gimmicky. My plan is tested and true. Thank you.
Councilor, anything else to interject?
Look, I put out my plan yesterday. It is far and away the most specific plan. It talks about visiting companies one-on-one. It talks about a debt reduction program for our young workforce. It talks about how we're going to attack the jobs that I call of high-risk jobs that we just aren't able to fill here in New Hampshire. I live and breathe these issues every day. I have more experience than anyone with what's going on in business in 2016.
Thank you.
I have to say, when I saw that plan, I thought it might have been written by Maggie Hassan.
Okay, move along.
Okay, and what part was that?
All of it.
Look, I'm not going to respond to that.
Next question.